Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligent Award, and Shining World Inventor Award to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us. Dr. Ian Clark wears many hats as a physician, entrepreneur, philanthropist, adoptive father, mentor, and first Caucasian mayor in Uganda. He is the founder and chairman of the International Medical Group, the leading provider of private medical services in Uganda.
Well, my name is Dr. Ian Clark. I'm an Irish Ugandan, born in Ireland and naturalized Ugandan citizen. And I have lived in Uganda with my wife and family here for over 20 years. I first came to Uganda in 1987. I had been working as a family doctor in Northern Ireland. As a doctor, I felt that really I wanted to be offering services where they were needed. We had a strong Christian faith, and we wanted to practice our faith in terms of meeting humanitarian needs. We came to Uganda just after there had been a war, when we went to a place called the Luwero Triangle, where there had been a lot of massacres, and there was tremendous need. It was also when Uganda was at the beginning of the HIV epidemic. People were dying of HIV and of TB. So I came with the idea that we would do rural health care, just primary care, but we quickly found that it was necessary to have a health facility. And so we appealed to friends and churches and philanthropists to send some money. And we built a small clinic, and the small clinic grew until it was a fully fledged hospital. So we were offering services to the rural poor there, and we worked there for about 6 years.
In the aftermath of the Civil War, Dr. Clark and his wife Roberta filled a severe need for health care by establishing Kawako Hospital. It still serves the community in rural central Uganda. Dr. Clark originally intended to stay in Uganda for a two-year mission, but feeling at home among the friendly Ugandan people, he instead launched an amazing enterprise over the next two decades.
We came to live in the city, in the capital city in Kampala, and started another hospital, which is International Hospital. That's a private hospital. It's not funded by donations, or it's funded by what people pay.
At International Hospital Kampala, Uganda's leading private hospital, the income from the middle-class patients is used to help cover the treatments for the less fortunate. Here, every day, lives are saved and the standard of health is raised.
My name is Dr. Helena Nam. I'm a consultant oncologist or cancer specialist trained in London, but I've had the privilege of working in Uganda since 2006. Mainly working for Hope Ward International Hospital, which is a charity ward, and it gives free of charge sponsored treatment for those who are really vulnerable in society, for people who are struggling with one meal a day, or even we find children who have been brought in from the bush, who have been left abandoned, people from the IDP camps, orphans, widows. There's a huge section of Ugandan society which really have no hope. And here the hospital is about trying to give hope to those patients who really need it the most.
She was brought here by a person who recommended her and gave her some advice that at International Hospital Kampala, there is a free treatment of cancer. The operation was done successfully by the administration of Hope One, plus all the care and everything that was administered to her at a free cost. So she's very grateful and thankful of Hope One, that if at all it wasn't Hope One at Kampala International Hospital, really, she doesn't know how her life would have been.
Wilson first came to International Hospital Kampala in October 2010. And when I looked at him, this little boy was like a skeleton. Now, his mother had passed away and the father had run away. By the time they found little Wilson, he was starving. He couldn't move. He had hardly any skin, he had bed sores, his hair had gone, he couldn't see. So they brought him to International Hospital Hope Ward, where Ian Clark accepted him for compassionate sponsored care. Now, many months later, you can see this little boy now has learned to sit with the help of intensive physiotherapy. His skin has come back, he's now able to see with the help of glasses. His hair has come back. He's had several operations to release contractures of his tendons, which allow his feet to be in the right position. And really, this little boy now has hope. Also, with the help of his carer, Annette, who is a relative, an auntie, who came to his help. And we've had several patients just like this now, who now have a hope and a future of life ahead. Oh, sweetie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not good to let go today. Some days you're okay, other days you're just...
We're using the good facilities that we have in International Hospital to make those available to people who have got really desperate but complicated conditions. What we want to show is that even though this may be a resource-poor country, it doesn't mean that it has to be substandard. It can be in very good hygienic, nice conditions. It can be with compassion from the nurses. And it can be the best of medical care as well.
Dr. Clark has the caring heart of a doctor plus the vast vision of an entrepreneur. Apart from the International Hospital Kampala, the International Medical Group also includes the International Air Ambulance, the International Medical Center, International Medical Foundation, which offers subsidies or free services to patients who cannot afford the fees, International Health Sciences University, and International Medical Group Construction. The growth has been simply astonishing since the first modest clinic was built in Kampala 15 years ago.
I'm a student here at International Health Science University. I'm a second year nursing student. It has been a wonderful school, the best I've ever seen in Uganda. And the technology and everything I've been given here, education-wise and practical, is the best I've seen in the country. And I believe after when I'm out of this school, I'll be the better person than the way I came, and I would help my community to make it a better place to live.
Perhaps even more remarkable than his ambitious health endeavors is the fact that Dr. Clark accomplished so much even while facing illness himself.
I think I'm just stubborn. Sometimes I've been forced out of my comfort zone because, for example, I've had cancer twice. And that definitely forces you out of your comfort zone. I had chemotherapy. It was very nauseating and it wasn't pleasant at all. And those kind of experiences then make you evaluate your life. You know, what is my life about? Is it about not taking risks? Is it about just, you know, day-to-day humdrum? Or what do I really believe in? And what do I want to do with my days? Each of us has a destiny. And it is up to us to make sure that we realize our destiny.
One thing he taught me was always follow through. Never just assume something has been done. And I see him do that. When he brings a patient and makes sure they're on the bed and comes to visit them, and make sure, are you treating him well? And this is not someone who would pay him back in any way. I think that's inspiring. He could have built a big, magnificent career in the UK. But he came and performed surgeries in Luero. That is selfless, and I think that's inspiring. And he believes that a difference can be made, and compassionate. very compassionate.
In March 2011, Dr. Clark won a landslide victory when the Ugandan people voted him to be mayor for Makindye, one of Kampala's five city divisions. Within a few months of his election, roads were repaired and life was visibly improving, much to his co-citizens' appreciation.
My name's David Zach Niringe. I serve as a bishop in the Church of Uganda. I have known Dr. Clark for more than 20 years now. I have visited Kiwoko and seen what God did through this man, what in establishing an amazing hospital, which has now become certainly a regional hospital within the area. And subsequently, in his establishing of the International Hospital Kampala, which began as the International Medical Center, and then establishing an entire insurance system that supports that. I mean, simply amazing. And now the Health Sciences University. And now he is a mayor, you know, a passion really to be able to bring help and hope for the poor. So he is a man who's been passionate and he's certainly done so much in this country, focusing on the entire health of the people.
For his selfless dedication to his Ugandan co-citizens, Supreme Master Chinghai honoured Dr. Ian Clark with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with $30,000 to humbly support his noble endeavour with her heartfelt salute and gratitude.
I must say that I was really quite shocked that this lady, who doesn't know me, first thing was, how did someone from the other side of the world find out about me? And then how did that person then decide to give me not only an award, but also this substantial donation of $30,000? So I'm very touched, you know. I mean, after I got over the shock, and the next thing you say is it real, you know? And then it is real. I'm very touched, and I wish Supreme Master Chinghai every blessing in terms of what she does, in terms of touching people's lives and touching the world. The encouragement of somebody saying, we want to affirm what you're doing, because the affirmation has come not just on the health side, but also in the involvement as a civic leader, you know, to do something there. And so I'm very, very grateful and very touched.
Tune in next Saturday, December 10, as this two-part program continues with the presentation of the Shining World Compassion Award to Dr. Ian Clark, plus more about his inspiring endeavors as an entrepreneur and leader in the Ugandan community. Thank you for your kind company today. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. May you be blessed with health and happiness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.